This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. Monday is upon us. Another glorious week to celebrate any way you would like to. I hope you're going to celebrate part of it with Victoria and Jennifer and I. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keevan is here. Jennifer is suffering the same fate that millions of other people are suffering, not only here in Los Angeles, where I am as well, but all around the country. The Georgia weather, actually a very powerful tornado and weather system ripped through the, well, in this case, I'm looking, Victoria, at a mobile home park. Isn't it interesting? We say this all the time, how the tornadoes seem to be attracted to the mobile home parks. It seems like that's where they go. Like,
I know.
Make a beeline to the metal, if that's what the attraction is. At any rate, the weather around the country has been one of the big conversational points this past weekend. I hear there was an inauguration on Friday, and there are a few things going on Saturday and yesterday.
I heard that something about that, too.
Yeah, I heard, yeah, right. A lot of people upset about they're going to report CNN and MSNBC to the Federal Communication Commission because they allowed F-bombs to fly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's hard when you're doing that sort of thing if you're trusting on the meritorious goodwill of the people who are on the air. And apparently Madonna doesn't have any more. She realized what she was doing. She knew what she was doing. And so do the other people who were there. Whether or not it is puritanical, old school, whether we ought not to worry about that so much as what the message was in general. I don't know, worry is probably not the right word for it, Victoria. But in general, impact. I'm thinking that Madonna will not have as big a play with me now. Because I thought the way she handled herself was not particularly professional or mature.
In what part? The cursing?
Yeah, what do you need to curse for? And the other stuff, she said the same thing a lot of other people were saying. It was the same stuff. And I understand the concern, and I don't discount it at all. What I discount is the way it sort of fell into that, with me, the same feeling, even though it wasn't violent. I think some people consider those violent words, but and the way they impact women more than men sometimes. But the blowing up of cars and the wrecking of businesses and the running around Washington with big rocks and hammers to break windows, that for me completely destroys whatever credibility. And even though it didn't represent a lot of people, didn't even represent most of the people. Most of the marching, there were hundreds of thousands of people in Washington.
Right.
I know how many there were. There were hundreds of thousands here in Los Angeles. What about New York? What did you observe or how did you participate in the events that took place on Friday and Saturday over the weekend in New York with a connection to the inauguration?
Well, I didn't do any. I mean, Friday we were traveling, so we watched a little bit of it on TV and then got in the car. So we didn't really. Friday was sort of just we didn't do anything. But on Saturday we were in New Jersey, and it was interesting because I didn't really. I knew that the marches were happening in New York and LA, and I thought that was and in DC.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't really think much about the New York part because on Thursday night was the big rally, and they had thousands of people there. So I didn't really think New York was going to be doing much. And then I think everyone was surprised with the turnout globally at all the events. I mean, in New Jersey, we were in Asbury Park, and which is where I'm not from Asbury Park, the town of, but right near there. And they thought maybe 2,000 people would show up, and 6,000 did.
Uh-huh.
And my brother and his girlfriend were at the rally, and we took my parents out to lunch and didn't think anything was really going to happen. And by the time we got there, it was too late. It was over, so we missed it. But it was amazing to hear the stories of so many people. There was a retirement home that was not far from where my parents live, and they were trying to get together with 50 people to talk. You know, they were talking about Social Security and things like that. It wasn't necessarily women's issues. And 300 people showed up at the retirement home. I mean, it was really amazing. It seemed very positive. There weren't any arrests or anything. It was Friday was different, and I completely do not. I mean, I have no place for violence. I don't have any place. I don't care what your message is. There is no need to destroy businesses. There's no need for any crowbars.
Disgusting.
Or I honestly, I loathe all of that.
Yeah.
On any, it doesn't even matter what your issue is. It's unacceptable. So
well,
that was
what was the impact of the positive side of protesting and trying to get a message across. It becomes a distraction.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so
then
I
a lot
separate.
Of people say, oh, they're all the protesters are destroying these. No, that's not
true at all. It's totally a step. To me, the Women's March on Saturday and the marches around the world are completely separate from those incidents that happened on Friday in D.C. Totally different.
Yeah, and I think there's a difference between rioters, which I would consider those people on Friday. They had organized. That's good. And protesters.
Yeah, the two different protesters and rioters.
Right,
yeah, right. Yep, that's very good protest. I mean, that's a very good point to make about protesters versus those who were there to commit acts of violence. I thought it was interesting, all the photos that have been shared from the inauguration and the march, the fact that most local areas have newspapers or they have websites that are focused on what goes on in their town, the number of people that headed to Washington to attend not only the inaugural festivities, but the people who were out there to protest for whatever the reason. I have said this many times. I don't know that I understand why people were protesting. I do. I understand the words. I understand it was the event itself, the inauguration, what Donald Trump has said about minorities, what he said about women, what he said that bring out, in some circumstances, the worst in people. Even the folks I know well who supported Trump thought that was anathema, and the women that I know who supported Trump and voted for Trump thought that, you know, his actions were disgusting, but they had other reasons for voting for him, and that's understood one way or the other. But there was a lot of reflection this weekend. I think that's nothing but positive. There was a lot of activity. What I find defensive, and it's almost becoming old hat, but I don't mind having the same axe to grind all the time, because I think that it's something that is a danger. My daughter, who was one of the actual leaders of the L.A. protest, there were pictures of her on her Facebook page, the pink hats and things that were part of the attire of the women who were marching. I may or may not have agreed with her on some of the stuff. I said to her, I thought it would be more worthwhile to wait and see what he did. But I was actually proud of her in the sense that she expresses herself well and isn't afraid to express herself well.
Who did she get that from? You should be proud. You know, you're the one that is always saying you love a good protest. So,
I do, and I've encouraged my children
that
to speak
apple
out.
Is not far from the tree.
No, and, you know, we laugh about this every once in a while, Victoria. My daughter, sometimes over the years, although she's not the same now as she was when she was younger, she's a 43-year-old woman, got a 2-year-old baby to take care of, and that's the most important thing in her life. But there are opportunities that she's had over the years to say things, and either they've been in my face, they have come back to haunt me, that sort of thing, and then she and I will laugh about it because she'll look at me and say, Dad, you're the one who told me to think for myself.
Right.
You're the one who told me to express myself, so here I am.
Right.
And that's really what I think ought to be the case. You teach children how to think? No. Well, yeah, you teach them how to think, but not what to think. I don't agree. She and I have different political points of view on many things, and some of them have to do with the way I was brought up or whatever my exposure has been to certain circumstances that she may not have been exposed to. My son is the same way, and he never had a Facebook page before, but now he does, and he has been very expressive about things that are going on, and he's not necessarily political. He doesn't agree with his sister. But the one good thing about my son, he was active for a while, and then he would vote, and then he stopped. He just sort of dropped out for 6 or 8 years, and now he's back into this whole business of what goes on in government affects me. It does. It does. It affects all of us, whether we like it or we don't like it. It's very difficult to get off the grid anymore. And so under that circumstance, these things, paying attention to what's going on, I think the best thing that's come out of this, if I may, for my underscore, is that people are active again. It's been a long time. People have been complacent. They've been quiet. They have been, and that's the reason that we have as many of these things. A lot of the folks have a lot of the people who are protesting are not just protesting what's going on now. They are protesting things that they think are wrong, and maybe this has given them the opportunity, the license, if you will, to get involved. And I will tell you one of the things, and we'll talk about it in the next half hour, Victoria. One of the things that really bothers me is a bill that was passed on Friday and signed on Friday afternoon that allows the giveaway of national lands. Bureau of Land Management has discounted billions of dollars in potential revenue. You know, I've said for years and years and years, the federal government owns way too much land. Way, way, way too much land. And it's affecting agriculture. It's affecting business. It's affecting all kinds of things. But the way the bill basically allows the discounting of land or the giving away of land is something that is very troubling to me, and something that if I were in Washington, I would protest. I think now is the time for people to lay into members of Congress. One of the good things about this, a lot of folks, my daughter and I were talking about this at breakfast yesterday, a lot of folks know their congressman's phone number now. They didn't know it before.
Yeah, that's true.
And their senators, and that's a good thing. 18 past the hour with DJV.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular price items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 1/29/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist. And I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program, risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleepforlife.com, sleepforlife.com.
Paid
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Interesting story. A day that was exciting for students of Wadsworth High School. Wadsworth is between Akron and Cleveland. Nice little town. Their choir was in Orlando for the Disney Performing Arts Workshop. They learned new techniques, recorded some new music. They were corralled into Disney's Saratoga Springs Performance Hall. And then on the screen, there were four members of Little Big Town, which was the CMA Vocal Group of the Year, I'm remembering, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
And then the members of the group spoke about the importance of school music programs. The video ended, the four members of the group entered the room, and all the kids just started screaming. And the children up on the stage in the choir began to cry. They talked about the experiences they had with music education. And so let me broaden this out a little bit. One of the things that the concerns people have in protesting, one of the things to be protested is how the us allowing the federal, us, citizens, taxpayers, allowing the federal government to get as inveigled into local education as they have, and then with this the usual trap that comes with having federal money, you do it our way or we don't give you the money, and then the school system's getting hooked on, something like crack, and they get hooked on the federal money where they didn't have it before. When I was in school, there was no education department, there was no federal money. It was all raised by the local tax dollars, or the state had some in play, but they didn't have as much as they do now. And then the federal government says, okay, and this happened, I think it started during the Jimmy Carter years, if I'm not mistaken. Although the education department, I think, was around before that. But there wasn't the kind of funding. And the intention was good, to help make the programs better, but then the local tax dollars sort of drifted back, and state monies, you know, stayed dormant, the amount, and people let more federal money come in so that they could, in some way, shape, or form, help, supposedly, the educational process with more money. But in that circumstance, a lot of the money was applied to secondary, or what school systems call secondary programs, like music, phys ed, the programs that were aimed at teaching, vocational education. All that stuff has been affected by the change in focus and how much money there was available. So, you know, what was a good thing, or at least the Jimmy Carter's aim to make things better, turned out to be something that was not so good. And to that point, the music programs have been canceled in hundreds, if not thousands, of school districts around the country because there was no more money to pay for them, because we'd gotten drunk on the money coming from the federal government. It just is, it's really sad, frankly, and not, I think it's intolerable. This is the kind of stuff that gives people lots of entree into a whole bunch of different things. Music is very important. Phys ed is very important. So the fact that these programs have been cut, something that we ought to be, we ought to protest that kind of stuff.
Yeah, agreed. Yep.
Yeah. That's something that's worthwhile to protest. Find a way to make these things happen and stop wasting so much money. And I'm going to tell you how I think one of the moves of Congress last week to change a few things may fly in the face of this reality. We'll talk about that in the next half hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and it's 28 minutes past the hour.
The meaning of emotions. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Emotions are neither good nor bad. Emotions in and of themselves are actually free from any kind of judgment. Instead, one of the leading psychological theories is that emotions developed to help us survive. Think about it. If we're afraid of the saber-toothed tiger, we run and live. If we bond with others through love, we stay connected. And since early humans survived in groups, staying connected meant surviving. There's a similar usefulness for all our emotions, but the lesson here is this. Your emotions are signals. They're telling you something. When you develop the ability to step back and listen to them, you will likely find the most effective personal guide in existence. For help understanding your emotions, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse Down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
After the hour, the observations of three people, their thoughts, do they agree with your thoughts? You can always follow us and get the story at DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and you can follow us on Facebook.com/DJ V Show. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to retool our website and have a little more direction to that. It's hard to keep up sometimes with all of these changes. And speaking of changes, I'm going to make an observation based on an experience that I had this past week. Most of you heard me talk earlier in the week last week about the passing of was a very good, very, very good friend of mine who lived up the street from me. We lived in the same neighborhood, both of us. He's about 10 years older than I am, but we all grew up together, sort of, and have worked together. He was a farmer, and his passing last week saddened me. I think I had said on the air, Victoria, the week before when I went to visit him at the hospital, when I left the room, I shook hands with him and I knew he was saying goodbye to me. Mm. He knew that he had a few days, weeks left and was very good about it, strong about it. I talked to his wife about it at the service on Friday, and she wasn't upset. They had been together for, I think they got married when they were early 20s, so probably 55, 56 years they'd been together. And they were as solid as a rock, the two of them. And then I looked around because I wanted to see what had been said about him in print in the obituaries. And I do this about once a week. I go through the obituaries in my hometown newspaper. And I wonder how many people do that. The obituaries, you know, and the horoscopes are the first thing that most people go to. Once they read above the fold, then if you got a newspaper, an actual piece of paper in front of you.
Which I have not touched one of those in a very long time.
I know. It's old school. So I was taken back by this. How many of you feel this? We're off of the march and things in Washington for a while. This is an observational moment. The death of Vincenzo Lentoni, who was 89 years old, lived in Framingham all of her life. She was married to Enrico Lentoni. They were high school sweethearts, and when they got out of high school, they got married. And they had been married, they stayed married, for 70-some-odd years, having gotten married when they were just out of high school. And the reason that I find that interesting, I was talking to Victoria off-air about it, how rare it is to find something like that. In other words, when you get out of high school now, how many people do you know, either Victoria or Kara, how many people do you know you went to high school with that either are did get married or are married still to the person that they might have married when they just got out of high school? Can you think of anybody in your circle of friends or even people that you knew vaguely that got married right out of high school?
High school? No. Out of
Sarah?
Right out of college, a few, but no high school.
Yeah, I mean, my sister is married to the guy that she was dating in high school.
The one who just got married last week?
No, one who got married 2 years ago. But she didn't get married until she was 25, so she waited a while until they had jobs. And I kind of feel like that's one of the bigger differences, that people feel like they have to wait until at least one of them has a good job, and I just feel like that's taking longer to happen. Mm-hmm. Maybe because everyone's going to college and not getting technical jobs. And then they're having to pay off loans and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I know, sadly, I know a couple people who went to high school and they got married to their sweethearts from high school, and they are not married anymore. Yeah. And it's only been, like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. That's the way it is now. But in those days, and with that background, Framingham, Massachusetts, which is where I grew up and where I have my farm, is a very interesting town in lots of different ways. And that's why I was picked for the Framingham Heart Study, because of its broad spectrum of inhabitants. But one of the things that is very much a focus, and still is, there's a very Italian neighborhood, and there's a very... When I was a kid, the other side of the tracks, if you will, inhabited by Italians and Puerto Ricans. And the Italians are still there, and their neighborhoods are very much the same. The Puerto Ricans were actually sort of driven out because they had really the real estate values went way down in their areas because they really did a good job of taking care of their places. The Brazilians moved in instead, and they've brought the values of the neighborhood up and have changed that whole part of town in a positive way. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because there was a very, and still is, even though you wouldn't find people in Italy, or the Little Italy, we call it, in Framingham, getting married when they get out of high school now. But you'd find a lot of them that have gotten together and stayed together. We didn't have the Irish-Italian in our town. I don't know, well, you grew up in New Jersey, Victoria. Did you have, that was the big influence. There were more Italians than Irish in most areas on the East Coast. Like New York has huge Italian population, a huge Irish population.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was never the twain would meet. But then when I was a kid, there were tons of Irish guys marrying Italian girls. It wasn't the other way around. There weren't a lot of Italian guys marrying Irish girls for whatever the reason.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Irish and Italians, that seems to be a very common sort of mix.
We don't have a lot of Irish living in Framingham, though. It's interesting.
That is interesting. I always thought that would have been more Irish. I mean, the town I grew up in is a little town in in New Jersey called Spring Lake, and it was always called the Irish Riviera. And now it's called the Italian Riviera because all the Irish Catholic families who had like 10 and 12 kids, they're all gone and have moved out, and now it's all Italian. So, but it's interesting. I mean, my fiance Louis, I mean, he's 100% Italian all the way back to Italy from the 1800s, and I'm the first non-Italian to to marry into the family.
To make it into the family, eh?
And I'm Irish, so
Very Irish. Yeah, that's good.
People have told us we need to watch that movie Brooklyn. which I have not seen, and I've heard it's nice.
It's a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yes, you should, now that I think about it. Yeah, you ought to see that. Speaking of movies, I saw three this weekend. I would tell you two of the three were, well, one of them was very good, one of them was okay, the other was a waste of time. So I'll start on the top.
Wait, are you going to tell us the movies and let us guess? I want to know if we can get it right.
Okay. I didn't think there were three movies that you would even be interested in seeing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, there were. Yeah. No, there were three. Huh. Well, I was in. One of them was an older movie. The movies were Michael Keaton as the founder, Vin Diesel as Triple X, and Bryan Cranston in Why Him?
Oh, my God.
No way. You did not see that with James Franco?
Yeah.
That's such a toss-up.
What a complete waste of time he is. Oof.
Oh, wow.
I like Bryan Cranston, though, so I just wanted to test it out. But it happened that I went to see it on, let's see, when was I? It was at home. When did I come back here? I can't even remember. I came back Saturday afternoon. So on Friday night, I had finished my work and I hadn't had a chance to, I don't know, but I was looking around. I didn't want to stay home by myself. So I just went down to the movies, and I saw Why Him, and it is a complete and utter waste of time. Oh, my God.
Were you like going, why me? Why am I suffering?
Yeah, why am I sitting? Wow. I had had a long day, and I fell asleep, actually, and I think I stayed asleep for a while. We've done that. We've gone to movies, and we've fallen asleep a little bit here and there if it was a busy, long day. The movie wasn't stimulating, you know. And we laugh about not staying up after 9 o'clock and go to the 7 o'clock movie and sometimes don't even make it. And this was a perfect example of that. My God, what a horrible waste of time. All right, so then the other was Return of Xander Cage, which is pretty much exactly what you would expect from the movie. It was exactly what I anticipated it was going to be when I went into the theater. And when I left, I don't know if satisfied is the right word, but I wasn't upset. It was what I thought it was going to be. It was a lot of shoot 'em up, mindless, you know, silly violence.
I don't know that movie at all. What is it about?
That's about everything else that Vin Diesel is in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Triple X, and I think this is the second or third one. One of them had Ice Cube in it, and he like took the place of.
He was in this one too.
So it's basically he's supposed to be like a bad guy who becomes like a CIA operative or something like that, and so he's you know, infiltrating the other bad guys and then, you know, taking them down. But yeah,
right.
Vin Diesel movies don't really push the boundaries or don't really.
No, you're not gonna. There's not a lot of great dialogue in the
right.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel
the only
movies.
Thing that was sort of interesting to me, the two actresses, the one girl, I know her character's name is Becky. I think she's like the tech girl.
Yep.
And then the other girl who's kind of like the badass, Ruby Rose is her name in real life. I don't know what character she was playing.
Blue-haired shoot 'em up.
Yeah, they were the only two reasons that I even knew the movie existed because I followed them on social media.
Really?
But did the women add anything to the movie, or were they just sort of there?
But I mean, there's always got to be, in this kind of a movie, there's always got to be one woman badass, and so that woman was the badass. And the other one was the techie, very, very attractive woman. I don't know what what's her name, but she's very...
Nina?
Her name's Nina Dobrev.
Yeah.
Yeah, very attractive. In a sweet way. Why are you laughing?
I'm surprised. She's so skinny.
Yeah, well, I didn't look at her skinny. She's got a great face. All right, so the other movie was Michael Keaton as the founder of McDonald's. This is a grade A-plus performance for him. He has gotten raves and Academy Award talk because of this. I don't know how many. I haven't seen how the numbers shake out for the weekend. This opened on limited release. Most of the time, these big movies open up on 4,000 screens plus. This one only on 1,100 or 1,200 screens. And it happened that yesterday when I got done with a seminar that I was doing, I went to see it. And I just found Michael Keaton. I mean, Ray Kroc, who isn't really the founder of McDonald's. The McDonald brothers are the founders of McDonald's. Most people knew that, but they didn't know how bad a guy Ray Kroc was. Ray Kroc was a bad dude.
Wow.
And he screwed those two brothers to the wall, and which is kind of a shame given the fact that they are the founders. They were the creators. But Kroc just assumed the title of founder of the McDonald's Corporation, which he did find. He did found the McDonald's Corporation, but he didn't start McDonald's hamburgers. And the way he ran it and it's being run today is nothing like it was when it was first in Bakersfield. I think it was Bakersfield. Anyway, it just shows you how good Keaton really is. It was an excellent story, well written. You were attracted to the characters for different reasons. Most of the character actors that played, like the two McDonald brothers, are veteran character actors that you'll recognize when you see them. The lady who played his second wife was someone I didn't recognize, but the first wife was Laura Dern played his first wife.
Oh, wow, I haven't seen her in anything in a while.
Yeah, Linda Cardinelli is the lady who played Joan. We're just looking at this. But Laura Dern was good, and she always plays sort of a sad sack.
I agree.
Have you noticed that?
I tend to not like anything she's in because I feel like there's always like a half frown on her face. Everything.
Yeah. Anyway, so, but this whole story from the 40s and the 50s, Keaton has found his stride. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, this is, even if you didn't think the story was any good, which I do, I think it's a great story to tell. I mean, what's more American than McDonald's? And most people don't really know the story. They hear, oh, yeah, the McDonald brothers, and some people know about Ray Kroc and how do they get together and yada, yada, yada. But I would suggest that anybody who wanted to spend a couple of hours learning something, enjoying something, just feeling, if you will, you'd do well to spend some time seeing The Founder by Michael Keaton. That's my movie review at 48 past the hour on DJV.
It's likely that low grain prices will continue for a while. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for life.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion. To be part of a bigger picture, this is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now through March 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
The law of supply and demand. In a free market world, that is why the grain markets are depressed right now. And U.S. farmers have another disadvantage in the markets, according to Tanner Emke, senior economist with Denver-based CoBank.
The supply scenario throughout the entire world is a little concerning. We just got so much grain and oilseed out there that we're going to have to work through. And then our major competitors on the export market, namely Russia and Brazil and Argentina, they have the currency advantage on us. So when you've got those two major headwinds in front of us, it's going to be a while before we can work through the supply. The only way you can do it is through low prices to clear out the inventory.
Emke says perhaps the best way to ride out the price slump is to rein in costs.
As a farmer and a betting man, and I do farm still, I would be betting on controlling my costs. That's the main thing. You don't want to gamble on Washington anymore. You got to gamble on yourself. You are your own best bet. And you got to control your cost and know your cost so you know your opportunities in the markets when they do present themselves.
Emke has some tips on grain marketing, too, and he'll share those in tomorrow's show. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the Monday DJV Experience. A couple of interesting... Wait a minute, this one is a little scary. The text, there was a story, Victoria, that comes from some radio stations, actually, and I don't know how we attach this to this. It sort of comes from... I don't like the word scary, because sometimes that is misunderstood. But a rather freakish thing happened. Somebody hacked into the... You know how a lot of radio stations, including everybody that's carrying this program, gets it via satellite. Mm-hmm. And so they have in their radio station a device that takes it from the satellite through a dish into their equipment. And then it's disseminated to the station's listeners. So somewhere along the line last Friday, some hacker got into the line of a particular feed for radio stations and hacked it at noontime with an anti-Trump thing, including lots of F-bombs and things like that. And it stayed in the loop on these stations for 15, 20 minutes until management could figure out, okay, what's going on here? Where is this coming from and how to replace it? But it just shows you how people can use technology for all kinds of things and get into it. And I hope that the FCC finds they can, you know, there are ways that you can trace back to find out where these things come from, an IP address. And you find those people and you throw the book at them. Because it's just not the appropriate way for... I'm interested in people who want to protest and do things. But when it comes to this sort of thing where the people who own the station have nothing, they can't control it. Right. That's just wrong.
And it's besides obviously offending the listeners, it's so much more than that. It's, you're affecting people's livelihoods. You're affecting independent radio stations.
Right.
I mean, that's what really bothers me about it. It's one thing if you want to make a statement, but you don't ruin someone's business and livelihood to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the physical protesters or rioters we were talking about earlier, yeah. Same thing.
Yep. Right, yep. All right, so anyway, there's another sort of situation where iPhones have been crashed, and we'll talk about that in just a second. Here as we continue at 55 past the hour.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yours contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
All right, 56 past the hour. This is from the How Do They Do It and Why Do They Do It department, because there's nothing, this could be something that would affect a lot of people. And you say, Victoria, that it hasn't been fixed yet. So explain what's going on for folks, will you?
This is a bug that the iPhone has. It sounds so bizarre. If I send you a text right now, Doug, with yep. the emoji that has a white flag, like the mm-hmm. you're waving the white flag,
right.
the white flag with a zero and the rainbow, your entire iPhone will shut down immediately. You don't even need to open the text message from me. Your phone yeah. will be rendered useless for a solid 5 to 6 minutes before it will automatically reboot. And people have had this happen to them now, and now we realize what it is. And so, essentially, if you want to play a prank on a friend or, you know, an ex-lover maybe, it's good for that, yeah. just to mm-hmm. mess with them for 5 or 6 minutes. But this is just a bizarre quirk in the code. And Apple is working on it now, I guess, but mm-hmm. they haven't fixed it yet.
Yep.
It's just bizarre.
All right. For those of you who are riding on Uber like I did 3 or 4 times last week, here's a deal for you to save some money.
Yeah, if you carpool or Uber pool, which is actually a division of the app, if you carpool to work, a lot of companies have a pre-tax program where you can set aside a certain amount of money each month that goes to your commuting costs. And so Uber's been very smart about this. They've partnered with a lot of these different companies who sponsor these programs. So there's this latest one. They started with WageWorks, which was in August. Now they've added Edenred, Ameriflex, Benefit Resource, and Navia, which are major companies that help people put their pre-tax dollars away for commuting costs. And so now you can actually apply that card and your account to your Uber pool, and it'll wow. save you between 15% and 40% on your Uber pool commuting costs. Mm. The only thing is right now it's in major metropolitan cities that have the highest commuting rates, but it is right. going to spread.
Yeah, interesting. All right. That's important news. Thank you, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.